فیلم فقه از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فقه یا jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
Self-purification is the most significant practice
امامت یک اصل زنده است در تاریخ اسلام
امامت is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, welcome to another episode of Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Rafi'i. Please stay tuned. Many people all around the world are trapped with superstitious beliefs which have no positive effects on their lives. One such belief was when the people used to call the prophets as Amin's people or signs of unpleasant events. Another example is when two events coincided with each other. If one of such events becomes unfruitful or has negative consequences, the people will lose their trust in the other event too.
قرآن می‌فرماید و کل انسان الزمناه طائره فی عنقه.
This is when Allah, in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Isra, Ayah 13, states, We have attached every person's omen to his neck, and we shall bring it out for him on the day of resurrection as a book that he will find wide open. This means that everyone's destiny is in his own hands, and the deeds of the people will give them either reward or chastisement in the other world. In other words, religion approves what the rational and logical mind approves, and there is no contradiction between the two. In Islamic viewpoint, it is not right to say that bad happenings or negative effects are the results of this and that event, and we free ourselves out of the charges against us. We are responsible for our deeds, and we must leave the superstitious beliefs. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Rafi'i. To find out more about this program, log on to our website www.parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We'll leave you in Allah's care.